This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. It's a few minutes after 7 right now on your Wednesday morning. Another banner day it looks like we're in store for. Well, I have to admit it, I'm now officially my blood has thinned in the brief period of time we've had 70-degree weather. Can I just tell you that already?
It's been pretty nice.
I walked out the door this morning expecting it to be 60 again, like it was yesterday morning, but today it's 40. So you are going to need a jacket out the door, but you'll be able to shed it pretty quickly once the sun comes up here before long. It's going to be another nice day before we get into whatever the problem is on Friday, that they're apparently expecting some wind and some rain and all that good stuff by Friday. Isn't that fun?
That is fun.
No, it's not.
It's definitely not. No, I mean, we've been spoiled with this nice weather this week. So
there are a couple of things coming up, of course. We're going to end up talking about one of them tomorrow because that is the Defiance Parade is going to be coming up for St. Patrick's Day. And next Monday is the Dogtown Ancient Order of Hibernians Parade in Dogtown. So hopefully whatever rain happens on Friday is out of the way for both of those two events. But we'll have to check in with meteorologist Dave Murray to get the latest on that. Now, a few traffic problems out there this morning, at least one big one on 270 because Kim got caught in it on the way in and almost didn't make it by broadcast time, but she made it just in time.
Yeah, well, they had
What time did you roll in the door?
I think it was like 20 till.
Oh, yeah. That's not bad.
I had all my headlines written even for 6:30, so I actually got it done quicker. Isn't it funny when you're, I think it's maybe the personality type that we are, you
yes.
know, that like I was that person in school where I thrived on the deadline. So it was like I would wait until the last minute and then I would be up all night working on my project and I would do well on it. But it was like if I had two weeks, I'd be like, you know, like I could put it off another day and then another day turned into another week.
Yeah.
And then I would be in panic mode.
I was the bane of the existence of a number of photographers at Channel 4 over the years because I was sort of the same way. If I had a slot coming up at, on the 10 o'clock news or the 6 o'clock news, we were editing at the very last minute to get the story done and fed into ENG at the mm-hmm. time for it to not miss slot.
Mm-hmm.
Only happened once or twice over the years.
Not a good,
really
I've written stories in, I remember like a record. I probably wrote a story in less than 10 minutes when I had, I mean, I'm talking like logging sound and writing it, like slapping it together. But I mean, it's like you kind of, when it's a story that quick and it's breaking news, like you kind of know what sound you want. Just who, what, where, when, why.
It's
boom.
It's a different, here you go. Here's a different business these days than it used to be, for sure. All these kids coming out of a J school they can shoot, they can edit, they can do all that stuff, which we didn't have to do back then. I mean, it took a lot longer when you didn't have computer mm-hmm. editing, for sure. That's trying to teach my daughter that skill right now so that moving forward, she's ahead of the game if she ever needs to do that. Coming up, oh boy, we need some Jaws music. Dun, 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 dun. The federal government might shut down on Friday night.
Again. How many times have we had this conversation over the last, year?
Thank you. Here's the thing about it. Will you even notice would be the primary question. I've asked it for a long time. Nice.
I kind of want to watch Jaws now.
Almost didn't go back in the water for like many years after that.
I know, it's
Can
scary.
I just tell you that?
Did you ever go on the Jaws ride at Universal?
Yes.
It's really good.
Yes.
They shut that down.
I know.
Lame.
That was a good one. So we're going to talk to Josh McCoon about that coming up because, of course, the Republicans have passed it. Thomas Massie voted against it. He was the only Republican. One Democrat flipped over and voted in favor of it. And now it goes to the Senate where Chuckie Schumer and the gang up there who voted against just about every single nominee for Trump's cabinet will vote as a block against funding the government. It's their budget. Let me repeat that again. It's their budget. It's a continuing resolution. It's a Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer budget and Hakeem Jeffries with a few modifications. But it's basically the same budget. But because it has reductions in planned increases, the Democrats are acting like old people will be eating dog food if they pass this budget. So there's no way that it's not going to hang squarely around the neck of the Democrats. They won't vote for their own budget just because Donald Trump has endorsed it. That's where we are in America. We'll talk to Josh about it coming up here in just a few minutes. But first, I want to get to some of our top stories this morning.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Think about the whole thing of saying he's going to make Canada the 51st state. What, is he going to go to a war with Canada? It's that crazy. Sorry.
Nails on a chalkboard there, Claire. Nobody's buying your nonsense because nobody really thinks the sovereign country of Canada will ever be part of the United States. It's called negotiating.
And I think it's insulting that you're trying to test my knowledge of economics and the decisions that this president has made. I now regret giving a question to the Associated Press.
Caroline Levitt reading him the riot act again in the daily press briefing. Like Trump said the other day, who are you with? That's a horrible organization. And he just moves on to the next question.
An incorrect social media post has the owner speaking out.
The misinformation started after teachers confiscated THC edibles that looked like candy.
Uh-oh, little panic that spread yesterday for a daycare when they apparently found some edibles in a backpack and somebody thought everybody at the daycare center had eaten them.
In a nearly unanimous vote, the Missouri Senate passed a bill that would get rid of that loophole that lets 16 and 17-year-olds get married in Missouri with parental consent.
Wow. What's your reaction to that, Kim St. Ange?
I didn't know that was still an option.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I would guess that maybe in some communities where there are like planned marriages and things like that still goes on these days. We know it does. That's why, like, it had been raised from an earlier age years ago. It was raised from 15 to 16 in 2018. Teens wishing to get married had to have the permission from at least one parent and their spouse had to be and their spouse if they're younger than 21. Two identical bills in the House and Senate would take away the loophole so that only legal adults could marry in the state of Missouri.
I don't think you should have to wait until 21. If you can, you know, vote, if you can, you know, serve in our military, you can do all those things. I think you should be able to get married. And, I'm of the opinion, while I'm sure quite a few people will disagree with me, I'm of the opinion that age doesn't really matter. There are, you know, I'm not saying you should let a 9-year-old get married, but there are plenty of people who get married at 19 who are far more ready to get married, more mature than people who are in their 30s, 40s and beyond. So I don't know that you can specifically put, oh, at this age, you're ready. I think it's so dependent on the specific person and their values.
Well, I think things have changed through the years as well, right?
Yep.
I mean, I know that 70 years ago, there were lots of people getting married when they were 14 or 15 years old. Unfortunately, for a variety of reasons, I'm assuming. Holly Thompson Reeder, the senator who we had on the show here a few times, I guess former state senator now, she was the one that pushed this bill for years because she said she was forced into a marriage at only 15 years old.
Wow.
And she ended up being in an abusive household, said she was not mature enough to make that significant decision. Waiting until you're 18 doesn't change anything for your love life, was her argument.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on. 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Well, there might be a difference between 15 and 18, but I don't think that, you know, like I don't think you should have to wait until you're 21. 21 is still young to get married.
I think 18 is
But I think 18 is reasonable.
Sign up and go in the military and die for your country. Right. You ought to be able to make the decision to get married.
Exactly.
All right, quick break. We've got Josh McCoon coming up. Well, we will talk more about the pending government shutdown, what the Senate is saying about the whole thing, and how long this might stretch out. We'll be right back. All right, so once again, here we are on the precipice. We knew this was going to happen. I'm always surprised that anybody is surprised when the government is about to shut down. And I'm kind of torn about the whole Thomas Massie situation. I mean, I think the guy's heart is in the right place. He is a conservative who believes, maybe almost libertarian, that change is possible. And if you just keep doing the same thing over and over again, it's stupid. But then there's also the political realization that in order for us to keep moving forward with DOGE and some of these cuts and all of that, you got to keep the government functioning. And I just don't know that shutting it down right now is a great idea. My thing about it is that consider myself a conservative first and a Republican second. We, as a right of center party, have never been able to negotiate a government shutdown without the Democrats successfully laying the blame at our feet. Every single time. And they're trying to do it again this time. Are they going to be successful? I mean, maybe. We're in a situation where we've got to keep the government. This temporary thing of punting it down the field, you know, I don't like that. I've hated it every time we've done it. But part of this is to blame from the last Congress. They kicked this thing down the field, and now you've got to pick the ball up and keep running with it to get significant changes into this government. They need to do the big resolution, where they move it through without having to let the Democrats vote on it, just like the Democrats have done to the Republicans on more than one occasion. And you can't do that unless you've got a functioning government with the House and the Senate and everybody in session. So that's the goal. I don't know if it happens or not. We've been trying to get our guest on the phone here, and he's not answering. Here's what Eric Burleson, our congressman that we have on all the time from the 7th District, had to say about it.
The new crime bill that also establishes
the barely is Donald Trump. I mean, he is the difference maker. I would never support this language, but I do trust Donald Trump. Basically, this is not Lucy with the football. The analogy doesn't work. It's Donald Trump saying, give me the football and I'll kick the ball. So I trust that he's going to do it.
So there you have it. That's Eric Burleson explaining why he'll vote for this. Even though he's going to probably have to hold his nose to vote for it. And so now it will go to the Senate, where once again it has to, they would have to get a cloture vote to get a vote on it. That means 60 mm-hmm. votes. They've only got 53.
Yep.
There aren't seven moderately sane enough Democrats in the Senate to go along with this. So the Democrats will not support it. And when the government shuts down, it will be on Chuck Schumer's shoulders.
Yeah,
because the Republicans will vote for it.
Right, but the Democrats will say that the Republicans, what they were asking for was ridiculous and, you know, not the best move for our country. So, yes, you could make that argument that it's on the Democrats for not signing it. But you know that the wording is going to be rephrased
of course,
on their end.
Well, the way the media will play it will mm-hmm. will matter, too.
The unreasonable bill that the Democrats refuse to sign.
Yeah, I love when they describe a cut if all it is a reduction in a planned increase, they refer to it as cutting the budget. And children will starve and old people will be eating dog food. And we've heard all of the normal junk. So prepare for it again. Just strap on the armor and prepare that on Friday when this thing goes down in flames, they'll be pointing fingers and the media will try to blame Donald Trump for this, when in fact it is their budget. It's a continuing resolution which just continues the status quo minus a little bit of money. All he did was move the chess pieces around on the board a little bit, and the Democrats will not play ball with Donald Trump. All right, unable to reach Josh McCoon. We will get a check of business with Nicole Murray coming up. We got in other news next hour. Todd Pyro, network star, host of Fox and Friends First, joins us at about 7:35. Stay tuned. Okay, so you know Brian Kilmeade's coming to town on the 22nd, so it'll be a week from this Saturday, and tickets are still available. I was just on the website a minute ago. Somebody was on here complaining that they had some trouble because they went to buy the tickets, and then it wanted them to download some app. It's not some app. It's the Ticketmaster app. So when you buy tickets to any event at the factory and a lot of other venues in St. Louis, they want you to buy them through Ticketmaster and they deliver them to you electronically. And the way they do that is through their app. So it's not a trick. It's actually very convenient to have the Ticketmaster app. If you ever buy tickets to any venue that uses Ticketmaster, you will just simply, it's like magic. You open up your app, you click on My Tickets, and voila.
It is convenient, especially if you go to events. But to actually to buy the tickets themselves, you shouldn't need the app. But then usually the way they send them to you to access them, they'll want you to have the app.
Yeah, that's usually how
that
happens.
But yeah, if you're just buying them, I just sent a link, by the way, if you're interested, go to the live feed on Facebook right now, and you can get the link that's directly to our page, 971. I want to make sure I have this right. Events page.
Oh, 971talk.com.
Yeah, and,
but it's actually right on the front page. You'll see the Kilmeade's smiling face, and you click on it, and you can go there and buy your tickets. There are VIP tickets still available. A lot of us will be there. I'll be there. Annie Fry, Mark Reardon for sure, and others from 97.1 for that VIP portion. And some of us will be up on stage taking part in some of this. So it should be a good time. It's not if you've been to a Kill Meat event here before, a lot of it focused on the politics of the day. I don't think the general part of this is all political. A lot of it's talking about history and the books he's written and other stuff. And then he'll do some Q&A with the audience as well. And I'm sure some of that will be about current events.
Doesn't he have an opening act that's supposed to be...
It's a comedy show.
Okay. Do you have
I don't know.
Do you have a joke you're going to tell? Are you part of this?
I don't.
You better come up with some.
I do. We do something on stage, but like I don't know what it is, so I can't really say one way or the other. I'm not trying to hide anything. I really don't know. Haven't seen it. Haven't seen any. I haven't been told anything. So you'll have to show up and see.
You know,
but there are still tickets available for like $39.
You know who won't be there?
Carl Middleman.
Well, that also. But yeah. This person has invited us to go to a party for her birthday, which was on Monday.
Nicole Murray, how are you?
I'm hungry. How are you?
Yeah, I'm hungry too. That's
you're always
point.
Honest with us, Nicole,
yes,
which I appreciate.
We do.
I have no other way but being honest, transparent.
We have breakfast sandwiches that are left over in the company fridge.
From Monday.
They're two days old.
2 days old, and these guys are panicking that I'm about to eat it. I'm like, 2 days old? That's not bad at all.
Well, I ate one yesterday when it was one day old, and it was fine. So I imagine that there would be no more risk today than there was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's been refrigerated.
All right, it's been refrigerated.
I'm the person who will eat stuff that's not. I'm not saying I would eat it if it had been sitting out for 2 days, but I'm that person. I'm like, you know, it's been sitting out for a few hours. It's fine.
Plus, it's valuable because it's got an egg on it.
Yeah. And I'm pregnant. I don't care. I want the breakfast sandwich.
Give her the breakfast sandwich. What are you doing?
Yeah, take the sandwich, please.
No, she can eat it.
Take whatever you want. It'll be fine.
It will be fine.
So we're facing a government shutdown. There's all this talk of tariffs, and people on Wall Street have reacted a bit to that, huh? Would you say?
Yeah, it's been chaos, to say the least. A lot of fun updates, even just within the last 24 hours.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, so futures are moderately higher. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials dropped 478, the NASDAQ down 32, the S&P 500 down 42. Danny Ludman, who left one of the most powerful positions in corporate America to launch a prison reform nonprofit, has died. He was 68 years old. Ludman spent more than 30 years leading St. Louis-based Wells Fargo Advisors, a financial services firm that has thousands of brokers and over $1 trillion of assets under management. Boeing rival Airbus is investigating corrosion issues on some of its A220 passenger jets. The manufacturer and multiple airlines said the issue does not constitute an immediate safety issue. The consumer price index for February is forecast to show a monthly increase of 0.3% for a broad array of goods and services. On an annual basis, that would put headline inflation at 2.9%, moving lower but still above the Fed's 2% target. Data drops at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Job openings rose at the start of the year, another sign the job market was solid when President Trump returned to the White House. The Labor Department has reported employers posted 7.7 million vacancies in January. This is up from 7.5 million in December. The interest rate for 30-year mortgages decreased last week to 6.67% from 6.73%. Applications to refinance a home loan increased 16% from the previous week and were 90% higher than the same week 1 year ago. Applications for a mortgage to purchase a home increased 7% for the week and were 4% higher than the same week 1 year ago. And finally, Russian robotics company offers $200,000 for the rights to a person's face and voice for a humanoid robot, with the catch that they will own your likeness forever, potentially resulting in hundreds of robotic clones in public spaces.
You know there'll be people running over each other to sign up for that who don't care.
Imagine it's almost like you have an army of yourself. How cool would that be?
Huh.
That sounds like you.
That could come in handy.
It's going to be a no for me, dog.
Why?
Well, first of all, the technology doesn't really exist yet, right?
Humanoid robots?
They can sort of kind of, now with AI in a few years, yeah, Dave, they'll be able to do whatever they want. But for now, I mean, it's a concept, right?
No, they have humanoid robots building humanoid robots at this point.
I mean, I've seen those videos on social media, assuming they're not fake. They are pretty scary, like impressive scary, these robots.
I guess.
Don't get why you wouldn't want to. Wait, I want to know why wouldn't you want to let them use your face or your voice?
I don't trust it. It just sounds. It sounds good in theory, and then it just. I don't know. It's too much.
Well, first of all, as we've learned in Star Wars, the clones can't shoot. So what good would they be, Carl?
Technically. No, never mind.
They could be like fembots from Austin Powers.
They shot
I'm
well.
Kidding. Yeah. No, I think that would be just a little eerie. Don't you? Like, there's the point, like, couldn't they just pay one person, one female, one male, and then just use that one, and then they'd all look the same? Why do they need them to all look different?
I guess like the same idea that humans look different. You need to be able to differentiate your robots.
Now, if they were smart, they would market it that you could have your own humanoid robot that looks just like you. And that could come in handy because if somebody you really didn't want to deal with, you could just send your humanoid robot to deal with them and then you could go do what you want.
Doesn't it look like a robot and sound like a robot?
Yes, of
course
it does.
But it has your face, so it still would be, you know, robotic and, I mean... Right? It's not going to walk and have skin looking stuff on it. It's going to look like a robot, but then have your face. So it's not like you could send that in your replacement. You could go ask it to make you a sandwich, Mark.
I think they're talking Terminator level crap here, where it looks like you, it walks and talks like a human. That's why I said
the
technology is not really there yet, but you could make a mask that looks just like you and put it on a mediocre robot's head.
That looks.
You
that
see what
just
I'm
sounds
saying?
Scary. Unless I could clean my house, do the laundry, clean the house.
I can be mediocre enough on my own. I don't need a robot to do that for me.
I don't need a robot with my face and my voice to do that.
No thanks. I'll take care of my own business.
Good.
Thank you, Nicole. All right. Have a great week. We'll talk to you Friday.
Thanks so much, guys.
Yeah, appreciate that. Coming up, we will get to In Other News in just a few minutes. Next hour, Todd Pyro. Host of Fox and Friends First. We get to Genevieve Wood. I love having Genevieve on every Wednesday anyway, but this morning we're going to talk more about them actually doing something that matters. Clawing back $600,000 in grant money to study the menstrual cycles of transgender men. You couldn't make this stuff up. We'll be right back.
So you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
It appears rock icon Rick Springfield just discovered he has a lingering brain damage from a brutal 25-foot fall during a 2000 Las Vegas concert. The Jessie Girls singer revealed in a new interview that a recent MRI uncovered the injury, which he initially thought only resulted in a broken wrist. Now he's working on recovery while he is continuing to perform.
Wow. He's fighting through the pain.
How do you get brain injury from falling on your wrist?
He hit his head.
Yeah, he fell off the stage. Well, something fell on him, too.
Wow.
So, it was a pretty bad...
He didn't know that he had a brain injury.
Correct. Yeah, he just thought he broke his wrist, but they did the MRI and brain damage. It looks like Billy Joel has postponed his upcoming tour dates for 4 months to recover from surgery for an undisclosed medical condition. He will undergo physical therapy under medical supervision and expects a full recovery. The tour is set to resume on July 5th in Pittsburgh.
Well, they're all getting older. My friend Joe sent me a video yesterday of Heart performing recently. Apparently, Ann Wilson broke her arm and was feeling unsteady on her feet, so performed in a wheelchair. And the image is not good. first of all, they're all getting older. I get that.
They wheel her out?
But they wheel her out in a wheelchair, and she sang her Heart songs from a wheelchair with Nancy next to her playing the guitar. And it just was not, it was not a good look. Her hair's gray now. I guess she's quit dyeing it, and I don't know.
That show is at the Fox now. It was going to be at Enterprise Center back in October,
because she had
medical issues.
I don't know that I'm going to that one, but anyway.
I thought this was kind of fun. Vanna White, she recently disclosed that her work schedule is just 34 days annually. She works 34 days a year.
That's the only days they film the show. Doesn't that air?
Yeah. How many a month?
Well, they do six per day.
Yeah. Oh, they do six a day. Wow. Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. But that's a great job, isn't it?
I knew that most game shows did. Like Family Feud will record multiple in a day, but
yeah, but wow, didn't what's his name just retire?
Pat Sajak. Sajak. Yeah. And now it's Ryan Seacrest.
He was only working 30 days a year and he retired? What the hell is he thinking about?
He wanted to spend time with his grandchildren.
He needed those 34 days
great
back.
Thank you. You've still got 11 months out of the year to spend with your grandchildren.
Well, unless there's, like,
a good point.
Yeah.
Unless there's like media stuff that they have to do on their
own.
Well,
I'm sure. But,
and I mean, he's probably in his 70s now, right? So I don't blame him. Good for him.
How much is she making?
He's got enough money in the bank.
It says she reportedly is making around $10 million a year for 34 days of work.
Well, isn't that
good
nice.
Work. Yes, it is.
Hey, no, Odyssey, we need to talk about my contract.
Good luck.
The season one finale of Paradise reached 6.3 million views globally in its first 7 days. That's a season high. The series starring St. Louis's own Sterling K. Brown has seen impressive growth, with the first episode now at 17.6 million views, a 101% increase from its initial count. Did you guys watch it at all?
Mm-mm.
No.
What's
highly recommend it.
Really?
Yeah, it was. I thought it was really good. It's kind of a murder mystery. I'm not going to tell you a whole lot about it because it'll kind of spoil it.
It's not scary, though.
Not scary at all. It's someone kills the president.
Oh.
Huh.
But go from there. It's really good. The ending kind of sucked. Sterling K. Brown and then James Marsden, who's in the Sonic movies.
Okay, yeah. I know that name.
And then Julianne Nicholson.
And
what's it on?
It's on Hulu.
But
I just got rid of that.
You know anything about it? Don't tell anything.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not. Yeah. It's about killing the president, and that's about as far as I'll go with it. But go watch it. It was really good. It looks like Disney has significantly scaled back its premiere of the live-action Snow White film amid growing controversy. Originally planned for a grand red carpet event, the premiere will now be a more subdued affair at Hollywood's El Capitan Theater. The film has faced criticism for many things, one casting a Latina actress as Snow White, decisions Disney has defended as efforts to avoid reinforcing stereotypes.
They're showing it to us, but I have a hockey game that night, so I can't go.
But you also can't ask Rachel Ziegler questions, and she has an opportunity to say something stupid that could even dig a bigger hole than she's already dug.
Is it true that they hired the Freeburg Mighty Midgets to appear in that movie?
They did rehire. They did choose a different cast, right? Because there was controversy
with
that as
well. That's good. Yeah, thank you.
Keeping with Disney real quick, if you want to watch Mufasa the Lion King, it's on Disney Plus. It's going to start streaming on March 26th.
That'll make my grandson very happy. He likes that song. He saw the movie at the theater. So.
And CVS is launching smaller stores, each about 5,000 square feet. They're just going to focus solely on pharmacy services and essential health products. So they're going to get rid of everything else and just open these small pharmacies.
But still have a 30-foot receipt.
they're going to try to call the abortion pill a necessary, whatever the phrasing was.
No doubt. All right. Coming up, Genevieve Wood with more on $600,000 that was spent on menstrual studies of transgender men. What is that all about? We'll be back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.